this morning.
I
trust we are happy to be here. Not just to be here, but to be in His presence. Because that's what makes the difference. A preacher can preach as good a sermon as he can. But if the Lord be absent, it's all in vain. So I believe that's why we had a quiet time. And then at the song service was to bring His presence down among us, so that when we come into the preaching of the word, the most important part of the service, it won't be man preaching, it has to be God Himself preaching. Amen. That's what I think the doctors do the same, when they want to have an operation, the atmosphere must be right. Blood pressure must be right.
Blood pressure, right.
Otherwise, they operate and all the blood goes out because the heart pressure is too high. So I believe God is here this morning. I don't know. See, there's not too many amens.
And this year, pamwe kwa muri amo nekuti hamuna kuita ma amen.
But I believe the Bible. Okay. The Bible says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name,
not in that Bible, not in panunga na vaviri vatatu mizita rangu.
There I am in their midst.
Ndinenge ndiripo pakati pavo.
So I have an announcement to make this morning.
Saka ndinechi ziviso chandida kushambadzirai mangwanane ano.
The eternal God.
Mwari anogara nekusingaperi.
Sovereign Jehovah.
Mwari anozvitongera.
The creator of the heavens and earth.
Musiki wedenga nenyika.
The God who does not know anything called impossible.
Mwari asingamboziva chinonzi hachikundiki.
The one who opened the Red Sea.
Uyo akazarura gungwa dzuku.
The one who moved mountains for His children to pass through.
Uyo akabvisa makomo munzira yevana vake kuti
vafambe. Is right here this morning.
Ari pano mangwanane ano.
And is here for nothing else but to meet your needs, to answer your questions, to fight your battles. Did I hear
that?
Did you hear that? That's not a story. That's reality. The prophet says Israel was the only nation to whom God was truly God. He says He busied Himself over them.
Israel 24/7.
His eyes are on you.
2 a.m.
3 a.m. 12 p.m. 3 p.m. His eyes are ever on you.
Maziso avo anenge angori pauri.
Those are not stories, right?
It's
that's reality. So He's here this morning, I believe.
He's
here to bless you,
to
meet your needs,
to
answer your questions. How many know heaven holds all the answers to what questions earth has? Yeah, let's have that quotation. Sorry, yeah, somebody put that quotation there.
And this,
yeah. I want us to read that. Look at that. Let's go up. Okay. Just as the early church started,
under
the pure ministry of the Holy Spirit, with signs and wonders, and manifestations such as prophecy, tongues, and all. He says, and then we jump that under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He says, actually, he says, God was the leader of the people. Actually, he was their king. He was a father king. Look at that now. He took care of Israel like a man cares for his family. He fed them. Fought their battles. Smooth away their difficulties and settled their problems. Is it Hebrews 13:8? Can God do the same thing here? His arms are not too short. He's still the great warrior, the great in battle. He just busied himself over them.
Mwari akanga asina nguva yekuita zvimwe zvinhu achivarwira.
Mwari vachiti vakabatikana.
Vanga vakabatikana. Nenyaya
yako iwewe chete.
Because of your issue.
Kuti hapana zvimwe zvandingaita ndisati ndasolva nyaya yemwana uyu.
I cannot busy myself with anything else before I solve your issue.
Saka kuita stress kwakuita BP kusaziva.
So you're being in stress or a BP is because
kuti ane basa iroro rekutora mutoro yako iyi.
Amen.
They were the only nation to which he was truly God. But one day they got to looking around and they saw the Philistines and other nations.
We had
kings over them. It caught their eyes. They decided they ought to humanize their leadership. So they wanted a king. Now God was going to humanize the leadership himself. He was going to do it in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the problem was they got ahead of God.
So,
Satan knew the plan of God. So he put it in the hearts of the people to get ahead of God.
He
still does the same.
Don't go ahead of God.
Pray and see what he will do for you. So we want to appreciate our dear brother for his kind invitation. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very kindly. May God bless
you.
In this day, it's not a day that you can just open your pulpit to any preacher.
Because you sow a wrong seed, it will take you long to take it out.
Because
you are what you eat. So we certainly appreciate the Lord for that, and I pray that God will give me grace to say what is just on the word. May we quickly turn to the words.
That's
because of our time.
I'll
tell him, brother, I'm not a one sermon person. I have a problem. I'm too long winded. So I need more time. So he gave me two services, and I appreciate the Lord for that.
I'd
like us to open to. Okay, John chapter 10. Sorry, Matthew chapter 10.
I've
got a few scriptures to read while we are standing. And then I will read Luke 15. So let's quickly get to Matthew 10, Luke 15.
Matthew 10, tozoenda kuna Luke 15.
And the scripture we read on Friday night. True Chronicles
2020.
And then we end the fourth scripture of the Revelation 3:14, just one scripture. So we have four scriptures to read. Maybe let's start with the Second Chronicles
20.
Which we read last on Friday.
Yataka verenga Friday apura.
I want to say to the new, for the visitors, that
May God bless you. May God richly reward your coming today. May He show you your place in the Word. Amen.
Amen.
That's we've been here. We've been on the way for a long time. May this service be something that will help you to enrich your experience with Him. Understand your journey much better. We can only understand by the Word, right? Because our journey is in the Bible. This is the book of life. Every life is in here. It's hid, it's sealed in here. So that's why the book had been to be opened. The seven seals had to be unfolded. To reveal your life and my life. Let's read together. Verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." I'm not going to do that this morning. Not believe me. But believe his prophets. We have had a prophet in this last day. Not just an ordinary prophet. A vindicated prophet. Not just vindicated. But more thoroughly vindicated. Than any other prophet. From the time of
Enoch.
Up to this day. And God says, "Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet." Oh, what love is this
thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Let's go to Luke 15.
And
quickly turn to Luke 15. Or we go chronologically, right? Let's go to Matthew 10.
Can I go to
the way the scriptures are written? Let's start with Matthew. Matthew chapter 10.
Matthew 10.
We'll sit down shortly. Matthew chapter 10, are we there?
Matthew 10, tapawana ere.
From verse 40.
Kubapa, verse 40.
Let's read it.
Ngativerenge.
He that receiveth you, receiveth me.
Unoku gamuchira imi, unondi gamuchira neni.
He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me.
No uno gamuchira ini, uno gamuchira wakandituma.
You see the way it's put?
Then
41. He that receiveth a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
Unogamuchira muprofita muzita romuprofita uchapiwa mubayira womuprofita.
And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
No uno gamuchira wakarurama muzita ro wakarurama uchapiwa mubayira wo wakarurama.
Amen. Luke 24.
Ruka 24. Ndiregereyo ndandati 15, yes,
Luke
24.
The last chapter of Luke.
Chitsauko chekupedzisira cha Ruka.
Luke 24.
Ruka 24.
I'd like to read from verse 25. Then said he unto them,
"Zino I akati kwavari,
O fools and slow of heart,
imi mapenzi muno moyo inononoka kutenda,
to believe all that the prophets have spoken."
Inononoka kutenda zose zvakarewa navaprofita.
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
Ko Kristu wakanga asingafaniri kutambudzika saizvozvo agopinda pakubwinya kwake here?
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Ipapo akatanga kuna Moses navaprofita vose akavadudzira zvakanyorwa pamusoro pake mumagwaro ose.
Last reading, Revelation 3.
Gwaro rekupedzisira ratiri kuverenga zvakazaurwa chitsauko
3:14. This is our day, this is our church age.
Rino ndozuva redu, ndiro zera rekereke redu isu.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write.
Nyorera mutumwa wekereke iri pa Laodikia uti.
This thing says the Amen.
Zanzi na ameni.
The faithful and true witness.
Chapupu chakatendeka.
The beginning of the creation of God.
Chazo kwadi kutanga kwezvisikwa zvaMwari. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Garaizeni patinamati.
Dear kind Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this wonderful privilege to come here into your house, which you said is a house of prayer, and you are a God that answers prayer. Your people are here waiting under expectation once more to hear from you. And dear God, we know you always meet our expectations. You never disappoint, but you always keep, Father, your appointments. So, Lord, we pray that like you busied yourself over Israel, Lord, may you do the same today, Father. May your word become so clear to us until we can see those things maybe we could not see before, so that our faith can be increased. And we get our faith in you, Father, can be solid, unmovable, unshakable in this world that we live in today. May you visit everyone. May you meet every need. May you get glory and praise yourself. May you be with me, Father, and the interpreter. Amen. May your presence be here. We ask all this, believing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you. Friday we were talking about, thank you, sir. Friday we were talking about the benefits of believing the prophet.
Friday taitaura pamusoro pemaropafadzo ekutenda muprofita.
Today we are carrying on the same.
Nasi tirikuendera mberi nepfungwa imwechete.
But I want to title it now, Friends of the Prophet.
Nasuno maridzo edu ndida kuiti shamwari dzemuprofita.
Taking it from Matthew 10:41.
Tichitora kubva kuna Matthew 10:41.
There is a quotation, questions and answers. I'll start with that one.
Pane quotation iri mubvunzo nemhinduro ndiyo yandichavamba nayo.
Brother Branham, if you have time, can you explain?
Hanze hama Branham, kana mine nguva tinokumbira umutitsanangurirewo.
Matthew 10:41.
Matthew 10:41.
I would like to know what is a prophet's reward.
Ndoda kuziva kuti chiko chinombonzi mubairo wemuprofita.
I would like to know.
Vangani vanoda kuziva.
It says he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward.
Hanzi uyo anogamuchira muprofita muzita remuprofita anogamuchira mubairo wemuprofita.
I would like to maybe as we start just to answer something.
Pamwe tichitanga kudai pane zvandoda kungopindura.
You know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13.
Paulo anotaura muna vakorinde yekutanga chitsauko 13.
Now we see through a glass darkly.
Iye zvino tinoona nechiringiriro asi tinoona madzengerere.
But he says, but then,
asi ipapo,
pointing to a future time,
achinongedza kune nguva ichazouya.
He says we shall see face to face.
Tichazoonana chiso nechiso.
In other words, there's going to be a time where the shadows will flee away.
Ne kume kutaura pachazova nenguva yekuti mimvuri ichange isisipo.
And the real reality will dawn.
Maziro kwazo ogotisikira.
And if you go back to what the prophet taught us,
ukadzokera kune zvatakadzidzwa nemuprofita.
As science unfolds,
hanzi zviratidzo pazvinenge zvichibhedhenuka.
Rurimi rwechishona rwakarema. Tichitaura science chaiyo chaiyo yekuchishona.
Hanzi kana science kana ichibhedhenuka.
The word of God unfolds.
Shoko ramwari rinenge richibhedhenuka.
How many remember that?
Vangano vanozvirangarira.
He says when they discovered that you could hitch the horses and pull a buggy, that's when also on the other side God anointed Martin Luther.
Pavakatanga kuziva kuti unogona kubopa mabhiza kana madhongi wotonza ngoro. Ndopunguva imwe chete mwari wangu achizodza Martin Luther.
And then when science moved ahead and then put more horses together and science had more horsepower and they got the car running.
Science bayakafamba mberi kana kuti ukawedzera mabhiza kana kuti kana kuti horsepower yawo yawanda vakabva vagadzira motokari.
He says on this other side also,
hanzi kune rimwe rutivi repamweya,
God anointed John Wesley.
Mwari vakazodza John Wesley.
Pamusoro pakudenga kuna vatsvenewoga. That's sanctification.
Nekucheniswa.
But then after that, science kept on going.
Mushure maizvozvo science yakaramba ichibhedhenuka.
And then they got the jet plane.
Ndobva vazogadzira ndege.
And on this side also,
zvino kune rutivi repamweya,
God anointed,
Mwari vakazodza,
and brought down the Holy Spirit, Pentecost.
Vakaburutsa mweya mutsvene paPentecost.
Is that so?
Ndizvo here.
So it was moving from Germany,
saka waifamba kuGermany Luther,
and then to English Channel to England.
Ndobva aenda kuchitsuwa cheEngland.
The Wesley.
Wesley.
And then from there crossed again.
Ipapo bataambuka kuenda kuAmerica.
Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Is that so?
Ndizvo here.
Madoni ndaudara.
You are already tired.
Handi kuno dziko Harare.
Here we are in Harare. We don't sleep.
Harare kubasa nai asondorara mchechi.
They don't sleep at work, but they sleep in church.
Then the fourth thing was after the jet plane, then the astronaut age.
Chechina mushure mekugadzira ndege vakazogadzira chimtundu mtsere mtsere.
And that's where everything changed.
Ndopakashanduka zvinhu zvese.
Remember, it said the clothing changes, the food changes.
Kana uchipinda chimtundu mtsere mtsere, hembe dzekupinda nemo dzakatosiyana, chikafu chacho chakasiyana.
The walk changes.
Kana mafambiro emo akatosiyana.
Space walk.
Unofamba mafambiro emumhepo.
Space suit.
Unopfeka hanzu dzekufamba mumhepo.
Diet is different.
Chikafu chenyu chakasiyana.
So you don't expect to find Pentecost in the message.
Saka hautarisire kuona chiPentecost mumharidzo yedu.
Different ball game altogether.
Zvakatosiyana zvachose.
Because Pentecost,
nekuti Pentecost
means 50.
Inoreva kuti 50.
So when the 50 sons of the prophets,
apo vakunakomana 50 vemaprofita,
when they were watching Elisha and Elijah,
vavaiona Eria na Erisha.
The Bible says and the 50 of the sons of the prophets stood afar off.
Hanzi nebhaibheri vanakomana 50 vemaprofita vakaona vari kure.
Just about when Elijah was about to be taken up,
Eria ada kubvutwa.
They were afar off.
Hanzi vakanga vari kure vePentecost.
Not even near the message.
Vanga somori pedzo nemharidzo.
It was a new dispensation.
Vanga tatore chime chizvarwa chitsva.
That's a quantum leap.
Vakanga pane kusiyana kukuru.
So there's a change of system.
Saka pane kushandirwa kwehurongwa.
Saka kufunga kwako maitiro anosiyana.
So your attitude, your mindset changes.
We operate by the word.
Wakushanda nezvoko.
Not by what we think.
Kwete ne mafungiro edu.
He says Pentecost is legalism.
Hanzi Pentecost mitemo.
No word to it.
Hapana kana shoko.
But when you come to the astronaut age,
asuka uya kuchizvarwa chechimtundu mserere.
This is controlled by radar.
Chino fambiswa ne radar.
By atomic power.
Simba re atom.
The power that created the heavens and the earth.
Simba rakasika denga nenyika.
That's not a message, but just trying to set the background here.
Inwitori memharidzo yakazvimira asimbakwesa nheyo.
Science and the word go together.
Saka science neshoko ramwari zvinofambirana.
To show us this morning is,
zvatakutadza kuratidza mangwana ndezvekuti
in Revelation 3, our message,
maridzo yedu,
we have a church. Remember what he says, and knoweth it not.
Derangara tine kereke asi zvakanyorwa hanzi ahazizii.
It says you say you see but you don't see.
Hanzi unoti unoona asi uri bofu.
So ask of me for eyesalve. Buy eyesalve.
Tenga kwandiri mushonga wemaziso.
So that you may see.
Kuti ukwanise kuona.
But I want you to see how you must see.
Atendoka kuti muone kuti unofanira kuona sei.
How many have seen DVDs, TVs, they've written the HD.
vangani vakaona ma DVD kana ma TV akanyorwa kunzi
for the camera here
eh high definition kana kuti HD.
How many have seen that?
Vangani vakazviona.
But now they've moved from HD.
Asi zvino vafambira mberi ne science kubva pa HD.
They are on full HD.
Vapa nenzi HD yakazara.
What does that mean now?
Zvirikureva izvozvo.
See, HD is, he said, it's high definition.
HD zvinoreva kuti maonero ekamera ikana picture inde pamusoro soro.
It's no more darkly in the mirror.
This is hakuna madzengerere.
It's no more shadows.
Hapasina mumvuri.
But it's reality.
Achacho kwadi chaicho.
It's seeing things the way God wants you to see them.
Ukuona mwa, ukuona zvinhu maonero auda kunzi
uone. So when you come to that,
kana wasvika pazviri,
your mind must not be applied there.
Saka kana tasvika ipapo hapashandise
pfungwa. Men's thinking has no place there.
Ipapo hapana nzvimbo yepfungwa dzevanhu.
Men's imagination has no place there.
Kufunganya kwevanhu hakuna nzvimbo ipapo.
It has to be His will.
Kunofanira kuri kuda
kwa Mwari. Will. His perfect purpose. So that's where we are living. Where we must have. Remember, without a vision, the people perish. So here's God bringing vision. But not just vision, but full HD.
Do you see
where we ought to be?
Murikuona here isu patinofana kunge tiri.
Do you see why the prophet had to run the whatever he preached from Genesis to Revelation?
Maona here chikonzera muprofita akaparidza zvakaparidza zvose kubva kuna Genesis.
You don't just take a quote and run with it.
Haungotora chinokorwa obva
mumhanya. You've got to line it up with the whole message.
Unofana kutozvitora mumhanya
yese. And the Bible.
Ne Bible.
Then you are assured you're in the right path.
Obva waziva kuti uri munzira rakanaka.
Are we there, saying?
Tasvika here vatsveni. Tazvibata here?
Now we read the scripture in Revelation 3 verse 14.
Taverenga gwaro zvakazarwa 3:14.
To the messenger or the angel of the church of the Laodiceans.
Hanzi kumutumwa wekereke kana nhume yepakereke yeRaodikia.
Ndokumbira muke mubate zvimozorara ini.
I ask of you to remain awake and catch this genesis.
It's a secret.
Chakamanzika.
Now, hear what he says. He introduces himself to the messenger of that age as the Amen. The prophet teaches us that the way God or Christ reveals himself to every church age.
Hanzi nemuprofita ndonzira iyo mare vanozviratidza kana kuzvizarira kuchizvarwa chega chega chekereke.
It has something to do with what he's going to do in that age.
Zvine chemazvirano mazivisira vanozviita ane chekuita nezvavarida kuita muchizvarwa ichocho.
Did we catch that?
Mazvibata here?
I'm sorry, I'm not an evangelist, so I cannot keep you on your toes.
Ndine urombo handisi muvhangeri wekuti kana handichiparidza mese mune makamira muchiita maamen muchimhanya mhanya.
So you just need more special grace to listen to me because I'm too slow.
Munoda nyasha dzakati wandei kuti munditeerere nekuti ndinoti nonokei.
In one place the prophet is teaching places the believer.
Pane imwe nzvimbo muprofita anoti dzidziso ndiyo inogadza mutendi.
Many times we like evangelistic messages. Good, nice.
Kazhinji tinofarira mharidzo dzekuvhangera. Dzakanaka. Hongu dzakarurama.
But they don't place you.
Asi hadzikugadze panzvimbo yako.
You need to have root.
Unofanira kutanga wava nemiri.
You need to understand where you're coming from and where you're going to.
Unofanira kunzwisisa kwauri kubva nekwauri kuenda.
You know when a wind passes.
Munoziva pakavhuvhuta mhepo.
Everything shakes
and sways.
Plastics go up.
Ma plastic ano sumuka.
And papers.
Nema paper.
Where
are you going?
So they're caught up in that wave. And then they're taken up. No doubt when they are taken up.
Apana kupoka na kuti pazvichatakurwa.
It's a different ball game altogether.
Mutambo washanduka ipapo.
They've never seen things from that way.
Mutambo mamboona zvinhu nzira iyo.
They've never seen things from that angle.
Mutamboona zvinhu nemaonero iwaye.
Ndio Harare here to go nice.
Is this the real Harare?
Do high field there?
Is this the real high field?
Inga chakafukidza dzimama tenga.
Inga there's a skeleton in the cupboard.
Unongwa kuna matenga ekumatapi nekudu.
You'll be seeing the rooftops of Matapi. And those who have little faith will be seeing the nice paintings and stuff.
But when you go up there, you get to see things in a different way. But the problem is, you've not been invited, you see. You've just been swept off your feet.
So,
and the wind is going wherever it's going. So somewhere along the road, you're going to find yourself stranded. Then the plastic starts coming down.
Then
paper starts coming down. Now here's something, young people. I see there's a lot of young people here. People saying, this guy swept there off his feet. Swept off her feet. So the guy saw the mustache and saw the suit and saw the car, saw everything. Not knowing it is not quite to Amazon.
You can borrow other people's clothing and go and impress a girl.
This is Laodicea. Laodicea is a lie.
Laodicea in Madzoga.
He says, you say you are this, you say you are that, you say you are that.
Anongo kambira kuti ndino ndiri zvakati
ndiri zvakati. But you are not.
Asi hausi.
So whatever you see,
saka cheso chaunoona,
don't believe it.
Haigona kungochitenda.
Look at 9 times before you make one step.
Nyatso kuongorora zvakanaka usati wachitenda.
Young people, don't just follow things.
Vechidiki haikona kungotevera zvese zvese.
Kana kutenga nyaya.
Or just join a story which you don't know how it started.
This is the age of full vision, high definition.
Chino ndo chizvarwa chekuona kwakajekesa kwakanakisa.
Is it in the word?
Tazona mushoko.
Is it in the word? Is it promise? Is
this
the time? Is
this
the season? Is that the person to do it? Did the prophet tell us though? Okay. So, with that understanding now, we want to approach our message this morning. You see, when he says it's the amen, Brother Bram explains that for us. Amen stands for finality.
And the amen inomirira mediso.
Final, it says amen stands for prevailing promise.
And the amen inomirira mimbiso inokunda.
It says amen stands for the seal of God.
And the amen inomirira chidindo kana chisimbiso chamwari.
So in this age,
he's
introducing himself
to
the messenger of our day and to us as the amen.
Amen.
Amen stands for finality.
Amen.
So in this age, God is finishing up everything. God is leaving no stone unturned to make sure that His word is fulfilled.
He's
leaving no stone unturned to make sure the last one of the bride comes in.
He's
leaving no stone unturned to make sure that every member of the bride becomes a mature son and a daughter of God. So it means in this age, He has got to give us the way or the word which will make us come to that maturity. Did you hear that? If He's dealing with that as the God, if He's dealing with us as the God of finality. So He's not making any mistake. the message of the hour is the last message to the Gentile church.
Maridzo yenguva yedu ndiyo maridzo yekupedzisira kukereke yemahedheni kana marudzi asiri Israel.
So it's the final work of God to the Gentile dispensation.
Saka ndobasa rekupedzisira raMwari kuchizvarwa kana kuzera remahedheni.
So it has no mistakes.
Saka hapana kukanganisa.
It has no fault.
Saka hapana mhosva.
It does not leave anything out that must be put in there.
Hapana chavakasiya chinofanira kupindamo.
If you need any answers, go to that word.
Kana uchida mhinduro enda kushoko iro.
If you need to understand anything that you don't understand, go back to that word.
Kana unzvisa chausinganzvise dzokera kushoko iro.
The spoken word is everything that the bride needs.
Shoko rakataurwa rine zvese zvinodikana nemwenga.
Amen. Brother, give me that quote.
Amen. Amatipei chinokorwa ichi.
Roadmap. Okay, I'll go to this. I'll come back to this one.
Ndichazodzoka pane izvi.
I'll go to roadmap.
Ndigati muenda ku roadmap.
How many know what a roadmap is?
Vangano noza roadmap.
Listen to this one. Look, a roadmap is something that tells you which way you are headed. Is that so?
Roadmap chinhu chinokuratidza kuti unofanira kufamba sei kwauri kuenda.
If you want to go, when we leave in the next few days,
patiku famba mazuva mashoma
ariko. I've crossed this country so much.
Ndafamba nyaka nyika ino kakawandisa.
My old wife and I were amazed to think okay. For the last few years, you could mention where you want to go. You could mention where you want to go. And I can tell you any road that leads to it. And within 15 minutes of time, you arrive. From here to California. I haven't missed it a time.
And I don't know
how long.
And
sometimes right on the dot. Calculating my time, driving time. And the average of time. I have just been back and forth. Up and down. Back and forth. Help me read that part, last part. Till you just know it. Then help me read this following one. That's the way God wants us to know His word. Did you hear that? He wants you to be exercised in the word so much until you can tell somebody how to get there. How do the prophet says that the true church will write another book of Acts. So you, by your experience with God, you can be able to give out the prescription that tells that church or those people that if you want to get there, you must start here. Go here, do this, and do that, and as sure as anything, you end up here. You understand this thing? You must be able to tell somebody how they can be born again. And they'll get you a new birth. Not an intellectual birth. The reason we have problems at times in the churches is because of people with intellectual conceptions for the new birth. They think they have a new birth, but what they have is just an intellectual conception of the message. Because listen, the new birth is God Himself coming and living His life in you. And so if He's living in you, He's able to interpret His own word. He won't misconstrue it. No.
The
prophet gives you the true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What
did
he say? Being able to receive the word for your day. That's the way God wants us to know His word. We know it. We have traveled it. We have tested it. We have tried it. You know where it leads to. Now his roadmap is his Bible. The Bible is the roadmap that leads to the power of God. Faith leads you to the power. Power produces the promise. How much do we know the word? Or how do we know the word? He says we must know it this way. We must never have any problem which cannot be solved.
It is
because we know the word. So, I'm just doing that for the background. So when I come to the message, we will just go, God willing. Now come to Luke 24,
Matthew 10.
The disciples were going back to Emmaus. Look at verse 22. If I don't finish, don't worry. Somebody will finish it sometime. The Holy Ghost knows what is needed.
So,
if he wants me to come back, I'll come back. Or somebody else will come back. But I can just put my thoughts across to you. Listen to Okay, let's start it from the verse 15. Okay, 14. And they talked together of the things which had happened. Okay. And it came to pass that while they were communing together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another, and you, as you walk, and are said? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou a stranger in Jerusalem? And has not known the things which have come to pass there in these days. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. I want you to watch that. Which was a prophet. Mighty indeed. And word. Before God. And all the people. Now I want you to watch this. These brothers are telling Jesus about the prophet of the day. Where have you been? Are you a resident of Jerusalem and you don't even know these things? This is the message of the hour.
This is what has been happening in our midst.
Which one about Jesus? Who's Jesus? The prophet. Mighty indeed. Three pools. His name written on the mountains. Born a seventh grade.
And
the gift of discernment. And how good he did all over the show. Congressman Upshaw was healed. Great things, his picture hangs there.
Washington, D.C.
They could explain everything that had happened in that day. As they explain it, they say, but we trusted 21, that it was he who was going to redeem us. But now it's the third day since these things were done.
So in other
words, this message has failed to live up to what it said it was going to do. Yeah, and for confirmation, Certain women also of our company, our sisters in our church, made us astonished. Early at the sepulchre, when they found, verse 23, when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels.
We said
he was alive. So there was angelic visitation. There was confirmation from a supernatural dimension that this Jesus that you guys were believing in, he died, he was buried, but he's resurrected. They were told. But the question is, how come they were going to Emmaus? Discouraged. If they believe this message was the last message, if they believe this message does not make is no mistake, how come they're going to Emmaus? And how come their language is telling Jesus that they are discouraged? As far as having a prophet, they can tell you. As far as telling you is most vindicated, they can tell you. As far as concerning the revivals and healings, they tell you he outclasses everyone. And then they had a testimony, angelic visitation, that he is alive.
It's
not only that. I want us to check verse 1. Chapter 24, verse 1.
24, verse 1.
First day of the week. Very early in the morning. They came under the
sepulchre.
Bringing spices. Which they had prepared. And they came with certain others. Verse 2. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They entered in. Found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Verse
4.
It came to pass. They were much perplexed thereabout. Behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Verse 5, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered in the hands of sinful men and be crucified the third day, rise again. Verse 8, and they remembered his words. And they returned and told the brothers, wait a minute now. Are we all here? Angels,
Ngirozi,
to in answering these sisters,
Mukupindura anzadzidzi,
in trying to clear their worries and all their misconceptions,
mukuedza kubvisa kunetsekana kwavo nekutadza kunzwisisa zvaitika.
Hear this now.
Inzwai.
The angels,
Ngirozi,
point the believer, the sisters.
Are
you here, sister?
The
angels point them to the messages that Christ preached. Where is your answer for your predicament? For the things you are failing to understand, the things around this church, the things around your home, where is your answer for that? This is an angels from heaven confirming to these sisters, the believers of Christ's message, that what you are seeing as a problem here, failing to understand the things concerning the dirt, burial, and the catching away of Christ are in what he has already preached. and he's exact about it, you find it in the tapes and the books in the of the Galilee series.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He's saying, remember. It means these sisters were in that service. And the angels also were in that service.
That's what
Brother Bram says. He says the angels must have been in that service. Because they were saying, we were together. Don't you remember? What we told you?
We're
in that service. In Galilee. Didn't he tell you about this? And he says, they remember. He had spoken about this before. This is not a new thing. It's already been spoken. Is this Laodicea is already spoken in the word? People they heard the high minded. Is that what we're seeing? The days of Noah, they told, foretold.
Mazvano akafano taurwa ere.
Vanawasinga tereri.
Children who disobeyed their parents. People now in polygamous marriage is two or three wives.
It's already been spoken in the Bible.
Zakato taurwa karim Bible.
With the Timothy right there that in the last days men will be high-minded.
While we're
seeing it today, so in other words, we are living in a day where all these things have already been spoken. So where is your answer?
For
what you're going through today, it's in that word there. It's in that message there. So if you want to solve it, what do you do? Solve your case. Let's go back to the word. It's already been given. And God, the all-knowing God, knowing this is the final age, has given us the benefit of the first age, the second, the third, of every age. That's what he says in indictment.
He
says every preceding age inherits from the other ages. Hello, are we here? Yes. How God works is this.
That's how God works.
Everything keeps accumulating until it comes to the last age. So we have what Luther had. We had what Wesley had. We had what all of them had. This is what we are supposed to be using to understand our environment. To understand the things that are happening around us. And how we must solve issues. Any other way, you end up like Saul going to the witch of Endor.
I have already said it.
Because you are now in the humanistic. You are now in the humanistic. You are not in vision and revelation realm anymore. Friends, listen to this. If you believe a prophet and accept him the way he is sent,
ukamutenda nenzira yakatumwa nayo
namwari
unopuwa mubayiro womuprofita.
Listen to this.
Teererai.
Did Peter walk on water?
Peter akafamba mvura here?
How many have read that? Vasikana pano kamba
ngoko. Vangani
how many Peter walked on water?
Did Peter akafamba mvura here?
How did he walk there?
Akafamba sei pamvura.
He says, Lord, I want to walk on water. He
knew
as a human being, he could not walk on water. So he knew Christ did not dwell in the humanistic. He lived in the supernatural. That's why he could walk on water. So he said, Lord, you bid me to come. I might not preach a message, but I'll give you principles. I'll just give you keys. Then you can apply
them.
So Jesus says, come. So listen. So Peter walks on that word.
Peter akafamba pashoko rekuti huya.
And as long as he walked there, he did well.
Saka akangoramba achifamba pashoko iri akakunda.
But the moment he turned down, looked down.
Asipa akango bisamaziso pashoko kutarisa pasi.
You know what happened?
Muzachi chakaitika.
Listen to this.
Tererai.
The laws of the humanistic realm applied.
Zino mirau inoshanda muchiyero chevanhu yakatanga kushanda paari.
And there's such a law like the law of gravity.
Pane mumwe murau unodonzera zvinhu pasi.
If you throw a stone, it has to come down.
Ukakanda
dombo. If you throw a ball, it has to come down.
Bora rikakandwa rofanira kudzika.
PhD. Pull him down syndrome.
PhD. Simba rinodonzera zvinhu pasi.
That's politics.
Yeah, that's down with this one.
Have you ever seen, this is a human being, have you ever seen a drowning person? You come and try and help him. You know what he does? He has to press you down so he can come up. If I were in Ndraram, better if I were in Ndraram. Now listen, look at this. There were cities of refuge, I mean, know that. Here was the principle. If you killed somebody, unknowingly, right?
A
mistake, right? The law in Israel was an eye for an. But God made a provision. That you could, if you identify the nearest city of refuge and ran to it, explained your case at the gates. While the avenger of blood is pursuing you. And then the elders understand you and they put you inside. The law was suspended. That law did not work inside here. I want us to get these things. So if I ever have to come up again, I can give out to Tangira Pam.
Can I get a we will start on another.
I understand this.
But I easy.
There was a guy called Shimei. After he had spate at David. David did not kill him.
David anakumuraisa.
He says, I'll let you go. Solomon will deal with you.
Solomon,
just before David died,
David,
he spoke to Solomon. He said, I know you are a wise man. So Shimei is going to be in your hands. You know what he did to me. So you deal with him according to wisdom. Whatever God allows. How many remember that? If you do say amen.
Amen.
If you are at a
witch doctor, you say, this was Sekuru.
Wongu
Sekuru.
Amen.
We also express it through our words.
So Solomon says, calls Shimei.
Solomon akadana Shimei.
And he says, you know what you did to my father? You should have been killed. But I'm going to be kind with you. This is a new dispensation. So. So, you see, there's nothing new under the sun. So, you see what's going to happen to you, Shimei? You see Jerusalem? That's going to be your boundary. As long as you're in here, you are safe. But the day you cross across, you are dead. And he says, fair judgment.
Munotonga zvakanaka imi.
Then something happened.
Zvino pane zvakaitika.
News got to Shime that your donkeys have crossed over the border.
Shoko rakasvika kuna Shime kuti mbongoro dzako dzabuda kunze kwemusha.
And without thinking.
Zvino asina kumbozifunga.
He just ran.
Akangomhanya.
The next thing, he crossed the border.
Chakazoonekwa kuti akayambuka mikano.
Then oh, dawned on him.
Akazozvirangarira.
And sure as anything,
chokwadi,
your sins will find you out.
Chivi chako chichakubata, chichakuwana.
You reap what you sow.
Unokohwa zvawakadyara.
Don't ever forget that.
Usapufa wakazvikanganwa.
That girl who was complaining to Brother Branham that I feel baby's hands in my head, in my hair. Every time that I would have those two zguno chowana chitamba ni
futsam. I feel baby's hands in my head.
Kana chinyora tamba usiku ndozwa vana vachichema.
When I'm writing a letter, I hear baby's crying.
He says, you know what that was?
And knows that
the abortions she had been doing.
And the paakanga achibvisa pamuiri paya zvakumudzokera.
Are you a young lady?
Muripo here asikana echidiki.
Don't ever let somebody con you.
Haikona kumbofa
wakanyengerwa ni way.
Amen.
Come the word way.
Torwa nenzira yeshoko.
Yeah?
Mungu.
Prophet says I was 46 years old the other day. God has let me know that you can never do wrong and get away with it. Because you reap what you
sow.
I don't care who you are. Whether you are Pope. If he gets a maize field at the back of the Vatican and he puts in maize, what does he get? Grapes.
Papa vakadyara kuseri kweVatican chibage vanowana mzambiringa here.
I mean, he's the Pope.
Ndipapa ka.
He can change wine into the liter of blood.
Don't
they say that?
He
changes that bread into the liter of body of Jesus.
Inga vanoti waneka chingwa kae ndiwo mutumbi chaiwo chaiwo.
So if he plants pumpkin, can't you get watermelons? Being Pope?
Savari papaka.
It's
impossible.
Because it's the law of God. What you sow is what you don't ever forget that.
I
want that to sink a bit. One sister, remember, I preached this some years ago. One sister, Rabbi Lawson's wife. She came to a place where she was thinking that Rabbi Lawson is not making money. She's not working like other men.
Rabbi Lawson, So
Rabbi Lawson now said, my wife.
Poor
girl, God bless her. But one day, Rabbi Lawson was sitting by the fireplace reading his Bible. How many remember that?
He
was reading his Bible. Then what happened? Sister got so angry. She grabbed that
Bible
and threw it in the fire. It caught fire. A few months later, sister is doing the Christmas tree.
Right.
The tree caught fire and burnt her. And the prophet says, you reap what you sow. That's the law of God, doesn't change. That's Genesis 8:22. As long as there's an earth. He says, as long as there's an earth, sowing and reaping will always be there. What am I saying to you? This is the hour where he is coming as the Amen. God of finality. He's finishing up everything. Okay, Shime, we finish off with him. Then hopefully you gave it to the message. I'm just watching the clock. Now, Shime, you've crossed over.
Shime,
the contract was you stay here.
As long as
you stay here,
kana uchingogara mukati,
that law is suspended.
Murau uyu haushandi.
But once you cross over, that dispensation is taken off.
You have to die.
And he died. I've got several other examples, but just to show you that tragedy. Okay, and the prophet says, You take a man. Who is always talking about drinking.
He
says, and automatically he falls into that category. He talks about drinking. Everything is about drinking. He automatically falls into that category. Okay. You take a man that's talking about drinking all the time. He talks about drinking. He thinks about drinking. What happens? He drops right down into that category. Becomes a drunkard. A man that's always thinking about vulgar things. He looks at vulgar things. For Facebook.
WhatsApp.
He thinks of vulgar things. He reads vulgarity.
Where does he end up?
Are we somebody hearing this? So what are we saying? When these brothers here in Luke 15 had heard all this, the sisters told them, "We have been to the grave. Something happened. Christ was not there. But instead, the angels came. Two angels. Two celestial witnesses. These were not people that were bought to say things.
These
came from heaven. And they confirmed the message that Christ had preached. And they're telling us these things that are happening around us were already spoken in the Word. So if they were already spoken, we must go back to the Word to find out how we must do, what we must do, how we must understand it. Are you with me,
Saint?
If this question, Matt's question, has been worked out in the handbook here, if you want to pass it, if you want to solve it, then you must go back in the handbook. See how they worked it out. See how they applied the concept. Is that correct? So that you can come to the answer here. If this what's happening here is already spoken, then the answer must be lying somewhere there. Not only that, now when the sisters came to the brothers, they told the brothers, and the brothers ran to the grave. And Peter outran them. And he went in, and he saw the body was not there, and he saw the Christ's clothes were neatly packed together, folded and put on the side. Now, listen to this now. So, they heard Christ preach. They had heard the angels confirm. The sisters confirmed. The brothers confirmed. But here they are still going back to Emmaus. Are you getting me,
Saint?
So when they told Jesus this story,
Jesus
was a prophet, mighty in Jesus. He did all these things, and these things, and these things. But now, these things that are happening. You know what he called them? Read verse 25. Oh, fools. He had said, call no man a fool. Because you don't really know them. But
he
Christ,
he knows the true fools. The real fool.
munhu akaona shoko
rakavindiketaakaona
zvarinoitaakasimbiswa nevatumwa akafamba naro akawana evidensi yacho zvese zvikaitwa
kwaari
cannot put all that together. Did you hear that? He still cannot put everything together and draw a picture which interprets exactly what's happening here. Are we getting me? Are you hearing me, saints? They could explain to Christ. They were saying, "Are you a stranger? What's wrong? Where are you coming from? Don't you know what's been happening here?"
And
then they laid it out for him. But couldn't figure out what the real problem was. And therefore they could not solve it. And therefore the only thing is to go back. You are taking your brother back where he came from. You are making the church backslide. When they are right there, if Jesus had done every miracle but failed to resurrect, then the message was no use.
Dai Jesu akaita zvishamiso zvese zvakaita asozotadza kumuka kubva kwakafa. Maridzo yanga isina maturo.
Calvary was the climax.
Calvary ndoranga iri nhongonya.
If Jesus had healed everyone and then failed to resurrect, you and me had no divine healing. You and me had no salvation.
Calvary
was the climax. That's where he took the keys from the evil one. Now they are believing everything and then failing to recognize the main thing. The thing that brought their deliverance. And his message was ending up here. This is the climax of it. So what good was walking with Jesus for 3.5 years? And then you fail to interpret where you are standing.
Don't doubt you can put yourself in this same situation.
Okay, let's go to Matthew, like our scripture.
And
I haven't even looked at my notes, but it's fine. The prophet says Jesus then went into the scriptures. We read it there, where he went in, beginning at Moses and all the prophets. He expounded to them the things concerning himself.
So
in the message, modern events,
he
began to take them scripture by scripture, telling them, wasn't this supposed to happen? Wasn't this supposed to happen? Now here's something.
He
says, every time he was telling them this, he says, his hands, not everything, but when he came to speaking about his hands, they pierced my feet. The scripture says they pierced my hands. There's no doubt with his hands behind his back. Did you hear that? When he spoke about, wasn't Jesus supposed to have his hands pierced? According to the scripture. Because when he said that, his hands were behind his back.
He
says, you know why? He didn't want them to know him by the physical. He wanted them to know him by the fulfillment of the word. And that's how we must know him today. That's how we must interpret what's happening around us by the word. In the marriage and divorce, he says, now that the seals are open, the spirit of truth directs us to the word. To the word. Right? Jerusalem was seizing. I think there's a quotation, Jerusalem was seizing. He says, when they were crucifying him, something was happening.
Amen.
Something was happening when they crucified him. We can have that quotation if I can have it. He says in the indictment. Listen. Notice how appropriate it was. Okay, let's go up. Let's go up a bit. Yeah. 1:10. Now, and Christ is God's provided lamb.
Christ ndiye Calvary ya Mwari. Ndiye gwa ina Calvary ya Mwari.
And then it's fine. Notice how appropriate it was. Showing that Jerusalem was seizing.
Zichiratidza kuti Jerusalem yanga iri kusvika pakuparara.
Maybe three lines above, okay? But the Bible says our Jerusalem is from above.
As Bible noti, Jerusalem yedu ndeye
kutenga. Which is the mother of all the believers.
Ndiyo amai vevatendi vose.
Now, and Christ is God's provided lamb.
Zvino Kristu ndiyo gwayana rakapuwa naMwari.
Do you hear that?
Mazinzwa here.
Now, notice how appropriate it was now.
Tarisai kufanira kwazvanga zvakaita
iye. Showing that Jerusalem was seizing.
Zvichiratidza kuti Jerusalem yanga iri kuparara.
When?
Rini.
It was in effect until that hour.
Zvakanga zviri kutoitika kusvika panguva iyoyo.
The blood of the lamb was all right until that day.
Ropa regwayana rakanga richishanda kusvika pazuva
iroro. But now, at the crucifixion, it changes.
Pakuroverwa kwaKristu pamuchinjikwa zvakashanduka.
The change of dispensation.
Kushanduka kwechizvarwa.
The old system is done. There was a new one. The lamb was at the sacrifice. The lamb, the sacrificial lamb, was on the ground. They were condemning and doing the very thing that they had to do. That's right. God be blessed for seeing this wonderful heaven light in this last day. Because the churches is doing the same thing today. Until the hour that organized religion is condemned and proved to be sacrificing Christ's word.
Listen,
from then on comes what? Word. And the word only.
Uye shoko bedzi riri roga.
Okay, if we go up again, something happened, something there. Go up again. Okay, maybe let's read that. Yeah, okay. Just two lines up. Just okay. All right. Zganzi, another one. I want us to look at this. And the day that the denomination crucified the word of God and accepted a creed instead of the word. That's the day the word came into full effect.
Ndipo apo zuva shoko rakatanga kubata nekushanda zvine simba. Did you get it?
The day they crucified Christ.
Zuva rakarovera Christ.
That's the day the old paschal lambs ceased.
Ndo pakapera kupirisa gwai chaiyo.
A new dispensation was on the land.
Panga pane chizvarwa chitsva panyika.
That today. The day they crucify the word. That's the day a new lamb is on the ground. The lamb is the word. That's when the word, that's the day the word come into full effect. Everything is about the word.
And
then that last statement. When was that? That's just been recently.
And is it Sangova Mukuyitika?
1963, this is preached.
Marie Zagabai Zomana,
after the seals.
Mushure Mesimbi.
He's saying, as he came down, that's when the church had crucified, the denomination had crucified the word. That's when the full word is coming into full effect. You cannot operate a New Testament or church of this day without the full word. You cannot put word plus human interpretation. Do you hear that? The full word is here. The full lamb is here. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, let's go to our scripture now. Just make a quick short work. I want us to look at this. Now, when we talk about the prophet being the messenger of the age,
And this, we read the scripture in Matthew 10. It says, what is the... He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward.
I
to put this so that I just wanted to lay that there so they would be able to get something out of it.
I just did it. Those who want to go to work would have got my background, and those who want to sleep, at least they would have gotten my background.
Because that's why I was giving you the keys there. Now, the scripture says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
So we are
trying to see how we can, what's a prophet's reward?
Prophet
tells us, he answers us, and he says, a prophet's reward is to be a friend of the prophet. Did you see that quote? It says, well, Jesus said, whosoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. A prophet's reward is to be a friend with the prophet. Whosoever receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man receives a righteous man's reward. See, that's a reward. He's your friend. So when I read this, I said, wait a minute. He's just saying the same thing. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. He says, yeah, the answer is he becomes your friend.
He
says, he receives the righteous man's reward. Is that right?
And then
he says, and if they want to know what a prophet's reward is,
it
is to be a friend to the prophet. That's a reward. He's your friend. So I was saying, okay.
All right.
I get it?
Or
I don't get it?
All right.
Then I go ahead again. Then he says, like the Shunammite woman.
And the same,
I said, we're getting somewhere now. Then he says, it might come in handy sometimes. Did you hear that, someone? It might come in handy sometimes. And then, what did he say? It did with her. I said, thank you, Lord. That clears it for me. So I'll show you how it cleared for me. Let's go to 2 Kings 4.
And let's
go to 2 Kings 4. My notes disappeared, but that's fine. I was telling the brothers who wanted the quotes. I said, don't be surprised if I don't read any one of them. Are we there? I want us to read. Okay, we'll leave that first one. One to verse 8.
To end up at verse 8.
There's this woman in verse 1 to verse 7, but now we want the one from verse
8.
And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. So it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. I was following up this woman. Because he has given us a key in answering that question of the prophet's reward. He has given us the key of the Shunammite woman. He says it worked for her.
being a friend of the prophet,
ari shamari emporofita,
wept for her.
Zakamushandira.
Amen.
Amen.
And I said, okay, here is this woman. She's from Shunem, right? And there's an Elisha in the land. These are the days of Elijah, right? The Bible says she was a great woman.
And the Bible,
what did she do? She constrained him to come and eat bread. You know, like the disciples, those two brothers constrained Christ to come in the house.
Amen.
Amen. Constrained. You know, there's restrain. Restrain. But this one is constrained. This is not just asking.
It's asking.
But
there is some bit of force involved.
So he accepted. And as often as he passed by, he went in there and they gave him bread. Are we together now? She had seen something in this prophet. She had seen that he was genuine. Right? And then it dawned on her that I can do something for him. Let me not let this blessing pass by. You serve God as you serve his people, right? Don't you ever disrespect God's people. I think we said that on Friday, Matthew 23:1. The Pharisees sit in Moses'
seat.
So they are custodians of the law.
So
whatever they tell you out of that law, you do it. Otherwise you are guilty of breaking the word. So, but don't do what they do. You hear that? Because what did he say afterwards? You Pharisees, Sadducees, hypocrite. They would tithe miripiri, but they would do things contrary. So he says, as long as they give you the word of Moses, you do it. But don't do what they do. If you can't respect the man, respect his, then you are safe with God. Did the prophet teach us that? He says if a man, a woman, the question answers, Brother Bang, what about a woman who paints her mouth and everything else, and then she speaks in tongues? No, it's a question.
Right?
Is that the spirit of God?
How many say it's the spirit of God?
A person,
a woman,
and a see-through.
A woman who's
in mini-foot.
In all the makeup and she's wearing see-through. And she's got a mini skirt and she's got some big
and green up and a purple up and chi.
And her face is like a rainbow. And she starts to speak in tongues.
Murakasha, break down, change gear. What do you do?
And they will be interpreted. How many will say it's the Spirit of God?
1, 2. John. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Jezebel. And a see-through.
With a see-through dress.
My brother share
and the brothers will be having difficulty. The prophet says it can be that true spirit of God.
Watch and hear it wrong.
It is the woman who is wrong. The person can be wrong, but the spirit that made it to speak in tongues. Being of God.
Because watch what you say about that spirit.
And the
scripture says he makes his rain.
The just and
the
Holy Spirit can anoint a true believer and a hypocrite. You better watch that. That's the maturity you need. You can differ but be respectful. I'd rather have a man with a wrong doctrine and a right spirit. That's what the prophet taught us.
That's the Bible.
Suppose you look at America talking bad about their president. There's some people talking bad about their pastor. You won't do anything good for them. I hear you, but are you condoning what they do?
No, you did not understand what they do. 2%
they do. And
they're taking our 2%. They're stealing our money. No.
And then that.
I did not say. I'm just repeating the word.
Can you separate? Can you, and prophet says, can you get it separated now? Are you
now able to rightly divide, to separate?
He
preached to the certain brother, a polygamous church, so he's now. Did you hear what he preached there?
Antina.
I did not.
So
why can't you just hear the sermon?
Maybe why you must
maybe he was rebuking the whole church. You're all going to hell.
All right. Jesus was going to pass that guy.
But Jesus went and preached in hell. What do you say about that?
Now, right. Okay, we are finishing soon, saints. Let's go back to this. This woman, verse 9. She said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. I perceive now.
She kept on noticing and she perceived you.
Whose faith follow? Is that what the Bible says? That's Hebrews 13:7. Whose faith follow? And then it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever. Now listen to this. So she said to the husband, I perceive. Now perceive is not seeing with the eye. Perceive is seeing with the eye. Say I perceive, you must be a prophet. You're talking about revelation now, right? You're talking about deeper understanding than just your sight. I perceive. I have studied this man. I have seen he's no hypocrite. I have seen he's a man that keeps his word. His word, Bible says, they were supposed to be led by word living men, right? So he must know what is to live the word. To live the word is not saying what you see, seeing what you, how you see things. It's doing what God says do. Now let's go there. Now so she gets this understanding, she gets this revelation, she asks her husband, can we make a room for this man? I like this sister. She doesn't say, it's my money also, I have a right to do what I want. She's still respectful. Is that so? God honors you when you honor someone. God respects you when you respect someone. Because it's the nature of God that you're expressing. So, she says, let us make a little chamber. I pray thee. On the wall. And let us set for him a bed, a table, a stool, a candlestick. Shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in there. And it fell on a day that he came there. And he turned into the chamber and lay there.
Now,
here's what happened now. I'll paraphrase this.
This woman gets a revelation. This man who's passing by. This is no ordinary prophet. This is not an ordinary man. This is a man of God. I perceive this is a man of God. This is a holy man of God. Not just a man of God, but a holy man of God. I watch those things. I catch those small things. Why didn't the Bible just say a man of God? There were many men of God, but they were not holy. But this one is distinct. This one is separate. This one can preach, but he's not holy. This one can sing, but he's not holy. He's a man of God, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. So I perceive that this is a holy man of God. The Bible speaks about holy women also. Holy women of old. Okay, let's go. Then she said, let us put these things in there. Let's put a bed. Let's put a desk. Let's put a chair. Let's put a candle. So that when he studies, he can study. Now the Bible says, Proverbs says rather, I want you to see what happened when he lay on that bed. Because when he came in here, he was shown to this room. And I'm sure he must have appreciated it. And then liked it. And then he says, God bless you, sister. We'll see you tomorrow. So they went to sleep. But before he could sleep that day, as soon as he lay on the bed, something comes to him. And he said to Gehazi, his servant,
Muranda wake,
call this Shunammite.
Dana mukazi uyu, mushunemi.
But we were together with the Majimaja. So, what's the story now?
Call
her.
Mudani mzimai uyu.
So what happened when they called her?
Chishaka.
He says, and when he called her,
wakati amudana,
she stood before him.
Akamira pamberi pake.
Is that so? So she is called. And she comes.
Akauya.
Right. Now do Shunammite woman now.
I am the Shunammite woman.
Did you go? Tell me the drama. Drama is on Muke Batis.
You know, a drama excites everyone. People around, they wake up.
That's a drama that you.
Now look at the drama.
Shunammite woman.
I'm the Shunammite woman has been called.
Did you go?
I've come.
Banaba Jini Elisha.
He's Elisha.
Where? Dimi Gehazi.
Abraham Queen becomes our Gehazi.
Dimanda Tuma. Dim Tuma. Bawia Vatora Winna Shunammite woman.
Brought the Shunammite woman.
Right, Ram Dana. Then Anzi, she stood before him. Is that
and
so?
Is that what we read?
But look at this now.
At Tarisai.
And he said unto him,
Akati, kwa ari.
She has come and is standing before me. So I can talk to you face to face. So that's why I called there. But instead of talking face to face, I'm not talking to him. Ask her. Ask her. What she wants. God bless you, sir. God
bless you.
Now, listen to what's happening here. He could have spoken to you direct. But to show you what happened here and how God viewed this, he said, Elisha, you are now God.
Gehazi
is now your prophet. Things have changed here. I have come down myself. Because of what she has done. It has brought me down here. So the atmosphere has changed. This is Brother Branham. I'm not going to $20
to
sister Hetty.
He's going to give back sister Hetty $20.
She had paid $40 for the building funds. And it became a topical issue. She's so poor, she cannot afford $40. Like, give her back her money. And she said, no, I'm a worshiper also. I want also to contribute. I want also to be blessed. I'm poor. I have all these problems. But I know what to, how to get blessings from God. I see my type in the Bible. I see that woman there in the Bible who brought those 3 cents. All she had, and she put in the offering box. And Jesus called the disciples together and said, I want to show you something here. You see the millionaires in the church? You see the thousandaires in the church? They've all given their offerings, big offerings. But I tell you something, this woman here has given more than all of them. But she only gave 2 cents. She says, yeah, that's all she had. Those gave out of their excess. But she's given from all that she has. That's what God looks at. You see, I hate to say it, I'm not. I want to give. And the brother persuaded her to take $20 back. When Brother Branham came back, he was told the story. It just shows you how poor she was. The story turned from the trustees, it went to the pastor, then it turned, it was given to Brother Branham. It was in the Herald. It was in the Herald of the church. Front page. And Brother Branham says, no, don't worry. Media had given him $20. He says, two tens. He said, in my pocket. So I said, I'll go and give it back to him. So when he's going back, God says to him, he says, I ran my hand in my pocket to give you $20 back. But he said what? Don't do it. Who said so? God. He says, don't you remember that woman in the Bible? Who gave her all? He says, because he had something greater for her down the road. That's what he says in another quote. Listen now. Friends to be prophets. And God says, don't you worry. Don't give her back that money. You have something greater for her down the road. She has to sacrifice this. Something is bigger is coming down the road. Something that money cannot buy. Something that $20 cannot buy. Then I thought, something spoke to me, said, Jesus seen that widow putting in 3 pennies. And he never took it back from her. I want to show you God's care for widows. True widows indeed. Whether it's a widow church, whether the widow woman, God still looks after widows. I want you to show you the scale that he does it at. He calls himself the husband to widows.
Oh
my.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand what that is? Murume wakwe iwe ane mari yose ukamkumbira chimwe chinhu anogona kuramba.
If you ask for something he might deny.
Tinobhadhara skuti tinobhadhara chakati hachizokwani.
The money is not enough.
Nekuti anoda zvekutotsvagawo.
Because he has to look for it.
But kana murume wako ari mwari.
But if your husband is God.
Ndiye muridzi wezvose.
The owner of everything.
Murume wako anogona kumbebi zvemari. But zveutano haagoni.
Maybe your husband is good in money but he is not good in health.
I don't get another brother, doctor.
You send you to
but
doctor
was my no-knock. Sharamba is.
You came
but
if your husband is God,
Shesana,
he knows everything. He is the great healer.
Oh my.
Amen.
I'm
the father to the orphans.
Andozokutengera boots pa Christmas kwete ava.
Not this one. Not
ava, he busies himself over you.
Vanongozipa kwauri.
Unoda size ani? Unoda the color ipi? Unodzida rini? Ask what you will.
Kumbira chaunoda.
Vana vararume mazano unoti ndositora kupi kwenyu?
Hausikuona
kuti mafactory ari kuvharwa.
Don't you see the factories are closing?
Mwari vanazvo zvose.
God has got everything.
Right. Now, but Sister Hetty is going there. Something said, he never took it back from me.
He let it go on because he had something greater down the road.
Listen to this now.
When Brother Bam is going, is there now? They are now speaking with Shelby and them about squirrels, right? And then he says, have you ever seen squirrels in a sycamore tree? No, I've never. He says, we hunted squirrels all along. Says, but this one that was created. Look how I named the sycamore tree.
It came to the sycamore tree.
It can only be God. Are you with me? Then sister Ed is sitting right at the back there.
Sister Ed,
she would always sit at the back there while brothers are talking here.
Hello?
Hello? And she would never sit. She was bashful. She was very quiet. So, she said, that's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Do you know what happened?
It's
right there. Atmosphere changed. God interrupted their conversation. Sister, not knowing what he was saying, raised up and said, what she was saying, that's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Oh, my, that was the right thing to say. That was the right thing to say. About that time, the power of God struck that place. I never felt such anointing when it did.
Let me wait here.
Let me show you something.
Sister Hetty was the poorest, maybe, at Branham Tabernacle.
Brother Branham says that their farm could hardly produce $200 a year.
I want you to listen. You who want to be worked on. Are you there?
That means with Nyayang Mangwana.
I want you to listen carefully.
Sister Heti
was very poor.
The prophet is giving us the account. He says that farm could not even produce $200 worth of
food.
Murume wavo.
Her husband. He was run over by a tractor and died.
You know that? Edith.
Yeah, young sister Edith. She was born crippled.
Aine access to kunamatwa neprofita anytime almost.
With an access to be prayed by the prophet. Panguwa yavanungu.
It was difficult to get an appointment with the prophet, remember?
Zaine
takuti some stayed 2 years for inter.
Mungu sanga neprofita zokunamatira kana
inter.
Kana makore maviri
vamwe. But brother Bam used to go to that house.
Brother Bam used to go to
that house. Whatever they were eating
and
there.
And you eat nuts and everything there.
But he prayed for her.
Vakanamatira iti.
Not get well.
Asa hana kupora.
Are you with me?
Tiri tofere.
Vana vavo.
Hey children.
Vana
hey boy.
Nunzwa tunzwa.
They were delinquents. They sagged their pants.
Varugu pute nunzichi.
I was in high
school. I was in glue, brother. I was in Bangi.
1 minute.
If you pour it here, it will
dissolve everything here and change the color.
Can you pink it on? Change.
The boys were really.
What I'm trying to come to is this.
I want to correct
you
so can be correct. The way the boys are preaching these days. Amen. Sister Yeti was not removed from there to go and stay in Borodil. No, I'm not saying don't go to Borodil. No. I want to show you what God
did.
like the prophet who preached with a torn
shirt.
When the angel came to him with a torn,
he not
saying no, your shirt is torn. He not even talk about the dressing.
Brother,
I just want to go along the scriptures. I want to just dwell in the word. If it is today's
spirit
of the ancestral spirit, and Sister Eti would have been having a very difficult time in church. She's been attacked by her ancestral spirit.
Because now,
now look at her poverty. Her husband to run himself over with his own tractor. Her young sister prayed by I think there is a generational spirit. This ancestral spirit. Today's preaching. A person who is in subjection under ancestral spirit, and then God comes like that, how he came.
And you've got an aged father. You are living on less than $200 a year on that little poor farm over there. You are a widow woman. Oh, this is the third pool, right? And these are the characters, the players, actually the third
and
pool.
We are to
and this is God's attitude towards them.
But
Sister Hetty was a friend of the prophet.
Says,
that's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Right there, the atmosphere changed. The power struck that place. I like to say, God interrupted their conversation. Brother Branham was having with Shelby and them. God says to be continued. I have something more urgent now. I have a daughter right here. We have said whatever I wanted said. But give her what she wants. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She had no education that we know of. Nothing big, nothing beautiful. Just a little faith. And God says, give her what she wants. If she wants $1 million,
$1 million,
she will have it. It doesn't pass through Mangujga's office. That one is special from heaven. I'm not talking of bond notes. I'm talking of US dollars.
$1 million. $1 million.
Mint fresh.
Sealed.
In a stem. Genuine. Yeah, she can have it right now. With serial numbers.
In a serial number.
And she can have a special delivery.
Right.
You said right now she can have $1 million here. If you ask for $1 million, you can?
So you think God is having trouble to give you money? And it's for the educated and those who are working.
He says, I don't care what it is. God has given me the authority to give you your heart's desire. When? When? Right now. Edith can leave that wheelchair. Right now. The man you are crying for, I can give you multiplied $1 million right now. I'm not putting it in the bank.
And this will use a bank.
Mistake a bank. Your credit from most when I marry Syria go my account. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that.
No, then it was not found who was owner.
I'm talking about Yako and Apakut Muso.
I'm talking about your it will be genuinely yours and no problems with it.
This one bypasses the banking system.
You know, I've been there Federal Reserve.
This is yours. Specially made for you. God says, I'll do it for right now. You're waiting for 10 years to get your degree, then you can get a car. God is able to bypass all that and give you right now. If you are a friend of the prophet, he can do things for you. What he did for Sister Haiti, he can do for you too.
Zvakaitira Sister Haiti vanogona kuitirawo.
Says Gehazi.
Gehazi.
Ask her what she wants.
Mubvunze zvaari kuda.
And what did she say?
Zvino iye akati.
But he said unto him, say now unto her, verse 13, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care.
Chitaura kwaari zvino kuti tarirai makatichengeta zvikuru kwazvo zvino tinga. Okay.
With all this care. You have been careful to us with all this care. God does not forget the things that you have done for him. Amen. With all this care. To me, it shows me that God was able to bring it all. Forget that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 5 months ago, he's able to bring it all together and then look at it and say, you have done all this. Because of this, what am I going to do for you? What does this mean? Don't stop doing good. Keep on doing good. Whether people don't appreciate it, keep on doing it. Because you are not doing it for them, you are doing it for him. And he is going to come one day, payback time. There's going to be payback time.
If you keep the word,
he says, with all this care, what needs to be done for thee? Ask what you will. Listen now. Would you, without be spoken for to thee? Let's read that. I want us to read that. Without be spoken. Let's read that. Wouldest thou be spoken for to thee?
Or
to thee? And she answered, I dwell among my own people.
He
said, because of what you have done, we are prepared to take your case to the highest office in the land. If your case needs that, we are prepared also to take it to the highest office of the military.
The
captain of the host, eh? That's Zimbabwe for you.
It's Zimbabwe.
You have
your issue that wants to go to the president's office. We can go. If you want it to be solved at the military, we go.
This is God showing you what is prepared to do for you if you are a friend of the prophet.
The things that you think are big issues, they are not the things that
you are chasing the wrong thing. You are worried about nothing. You believe that?
No, stand there.
And she said, I don't need it. I have enough money. I have everything that I need. Now listen to what happens here. Verse 14, let's read it together. And he said, what then is to be done for her? Now that statement,
zino mashoko,
to me,
kwandiri,
it shows it's either exasperation. What then? What then?
Zino
do you hear that? What then?
So what can we do?
This showing God's nature, God's character.
When
you have done something like that, you place him in a place that he cannot.
God cannot owe you anything. You have placed him in a corner.
He has to pay back. He has to bless that work. He's trying to bless the Pafarwa. He's trying to bless the Pafarwa. He comes to the point where, what then must I do?
What can I do then?
Are you getting it the way I'm getting it?
You have got a complex. This brother did not give me his car, did not give him money, did not give me this.
And
you hate that person, you are no longer greeting them.
In the humanistic.
Uchiri pachiyero chevanhu. Rise up above that.
Prophet says that eaglet, when he's learning to fly, he says, Mama, I'm falling. Please help me.
Brother Bram
says, Mama will say to him, Son, you have to come higher than that or I cannot reach you.
If you continue to play in the human realm,
but you must come up higher.
Come down
start
there, but
thinking,
you must come up.
Start walking in that realm of revelation and see him come down and meet you at your point of need.
Amen.
And see him coming down and meet you at your point of need. Okay. And then Gehazi answered, verily she has no child. And her husband is old. Now watch this. Verse 15. And he said, what did he say? Call her.
Elisha
never went on a 40-day fast.
He did not even fast.
And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. Finish. He never prayed. As long as sister had faith.
He did not say, sister, you must have faith.
Quit the end assist.
Raise your
hand.
The issue that I am about to speak needs the grace of faith.
This one cuts through it. This one bypasses that. As now the again, Tanzanian sister Bandagno Dana Hama in a chipo.
He did not say, no, I've heard your case. Now let me call a gifted brother.
It's Rabbi Hama in a chipo.
Now needs
the
gifted brother. Let me call
you
a brother who specializes.
This was not the time for that. This occasion did not want need that. There's no place here for gifted brother here. There's no place of hey, raising your faith here. Thus says the Lord. Believe it or not, it's come to pass anyhow. All because of what you have done. You have become a friend of the prophet. And you must get a prophet's reward.
Oh my.
Are we here, saints? Lazarus took Jesus in his house. And people mocked them and everything else. But when he really needed Jesus the most, after Lazarus had died, then Jesus said to his disciples, our friend Lazarus has died. Why did he say our friend? Why did he say Lazarus is dead? Because our friend Lazarus is dead. He has taken me as a prophet. Now he must get a prophet's reward. We are going to resurrect him. No, it's 4 days, it's rotten already. He says that friendship cuts through all that. 4 days or not 4 days. He can be there 4 months, he can be 4 years. Because of that friendship, Jesus is prepared to go through. Bring him back. Oh, what? Oh, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. We have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. This sister is now getting worried. But God is more determined to bless her because of what she has done. didn't say, let's call for a gifted brother. This is a different category. This is a different category. This is for the bride. Quickly, something comes to my mind now. If you read Matthew, sorry, Luke 18. Quickly, I'll paraphrase it for you.
So
take heart. I'll paraphrase it for you. There was in a city a certain judge who respected not God or man, regarded man. But and there was in the same city a widow. God and widows. You understand, even in the New Testament, when the widows were neglected, what God put in place? Seven men full of the Holy Ghost. Ministry, a poor junior minister.
That ministry is not given to a...
It's a full minister. This one is seven of them.
Mishumiri.
Department in the seven ministers. Government department and the seven ministers.
It was Yangari Urumende in a Makurukota Aoma Nome.
Experience.
Vano Siva Basa.
Okay. This woman now had a case that she wanted solved.
So
she said, there's only one who can solve my case.
He
says, that man. But that man doesn't even care about God. That man doesn't even care about people. But what do I do? He's the only one that can solve my case. You know what she did? I'll go face him. I have no option. I have to go and see him. She had no one to send. She went on her own. I want us to catch this. It's difficult to break all this down. Well, it's a full sermon itself, but I want to just put it in here. She faced him. One day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it took, she kept on going. She said, this is where my answer is. I must keep on going there. Then I have no other option. So help me, God, I have to face this one. At the end, the story says, that man one day said, though I don't fear God, and I don't regard men, but because of this woman, oh my. But
she had not believed it.
Because of perseverance and persistence. Says yet, because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. Lest by her continual coming, she weary me. That man keeps on coming, she wearies me. Now, listen, let's go to the last verse. Last verse. He says, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Verse 7. And shall not God avenge his own elect which cry unto him day and night, though he bear long with them? Verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily.
Now,
look at that last part. Nevertheless, let's read together. When the coming, shall he?
This is
an end time scripture. This Son of Man coming for faith. This is our message. Why is Christ joining this to this woman? This type of widow. If you read it now in Anointed Ones at the end time.
Now is the final lap. Now listen carefully.
This woman is given, this is the subject matter of this whole chapter.
And
problems. She's a widow. The only person who can address a condition or situation is this judge who has this CV that he does not fear God and neither does he regard men. You cannot hire people to go and talk to him. You cannot send a priest to him. He does not fear God. You cannot threaten him with the Bible or spoken words.
Mwanacha
kutonga. Mwanacha kutumila men.
I don't care.
You see,
he said, I don't care.
This was an impossible case. Possible situation. But look at this. This is a judge and he's got all this. And then he versus this poor widow. Look at the contrast, right? But look at what she did. Ari won out. Knowing how to work her own situation. Until this man says, no, something is happening to me now. This has never happened to me. Until that if she keeps on coming, she's going to weary me. And then he says in the last verse, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on earth. And the prophet in anointed ones at the end time, he says, here is where I wanted to get to. After he finishes reading this scripture, if you are following in that line, will Malachi 4 be fulfilled at this time? Will Revelation 10:7 be fulfilled? Now he has connected this woman, case, and the message of this hour. In other words, he's telling you that there's going to be a restoration of the faith, and once that faith is restored, there's nothing impossible to those people. Why? Because the fullness of the word has come back. Faith is based on the word that reveals. The secret things belong to God, but the revealed things belong to us and our children. So when the thing is revealed, that becomes our possession. If that full word has come back to us, then it means we must have the fullness of faith. Bible says with the restoration of the words, they must be of necessity a restoration of dynamic power.
It's impossible for the word to be restored, then we don't have the faith of Pentecost.
It means you haven't got the caught sight of the word yet. That's why you resort to other ways of arguing or fighting, because you don't understand the inherent power of the word.
Amen.
It's
in the word. It's grafted in the word.
So we finish off this. This woman had a son. Yeah. How many know that? The son came. A boy. Then 12 years later, the boy died. We know that, yeah? And in the afternoon, he died. The father said, he said, my head, the mother said, take it to the mother. And then in the afternoon, the boy died. And what did his wife, the sister do? She took him, placed him on the bed of the prophet, shut the door, took a horse.
He
says, I'm going to the man of God. And she rode. And then Elisha sees her coming. He says to Gehazi, yonder is the Shunammite woman. I think there's something wrong with the way she's riding. Can you take my stuff and go and meet her? And then ask her these three questions. Let's go to verse 23, I think. Or
24.
He says, ask her three things. Is all well with thee? Number one. Number two, is all well with thy husband? Number three, is all well with thy? And she answered, it is. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? Why is he worried about the husband? This woman is a believer. She's the one that's a believer. You should have just asked about the woman. We don't fellowship
with the husband.
We fellowship with the wife. So what, why should you worry about the husband? Why should you worry about the child? See, whatever concerns her, oh, that loved you, oh, that you ever loved, anything that's part of you, God is concerned about. He's worried about your children, Sister Hetty. He's worried about Sister Edith. He's worried about everything about you. God is worried about your business that's faltering. God knows about it. Prophet says, why did he heal that little fish? When there's so millions of billions of fishes in the sea. He says, because he wants you to know that he's concerned about every little thing that concerns you. So take your eyes off men and look up to him. Don't worry about what the world says. As long as you've got Jesus, you've got everything that you need. God is showing you the way he wants to take care of you, the way he thinks about you. He's careful for you. 24/7. He knows what you... In all the seven church ages, he always says, I know what you're going through. I know your problems. I know those worries. He knows everything. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He says, I know where you dwell. He says so in the church. He knows your address. You'll never get lost. He says, Elisha, there's a drought. Now I cared for you. I provided a place for you. While you're in that place, you always have food. Water, while the whole world is having a drought. So he says, turn this northward, southward. Go to the brook cherry, and then you, this way, then you find the place. Hide yourself there. A hidden place. In a time of drought. It's a supernatural economy.
It's a
Goshen in Egypt.
It's
a special place. A provided place. And while he's there, in the morning what comes? Special delivery. Bread and meat. And look at the messengers.
The people who brought the food.
Black and white.
Makungu, yeah.
But he is yao.
But this is not.
Yeah, it's you and I.
They will not eat this one.
It
has got an owner.
I see a shorter food.
And it's not.
We, do not, we don't have a record that half a steak went missing.
At not.
That the seasoning. It was, everything was intact. Everything was perfect. God made sure that this one would obey his word. Got the full benefit of that relationship. Not only that, in the evening it came too. Not a day we hear that it delayed. I
was lost.
Never. Right on time. Is all well with you? Is all well with your loved one? Because God is concerned about anything that concerns you. I don't care how wayward your husband or wife is. God is able to turn them around if you believe. Now listen. Did Elijah go to that, back to the home? And he found the child dead. You know that? The Bible says he closed the door. He went in and closed the door. And the brother Bam tells us he never prayed.
He did not pray for the issue.
In a sister,
it has got a sister in it. The faith of the sister is still working.
Right.
That gives us a little time to get this.
As now, sister, Mati mimwana wafa.
We do not yet. The prophet said, "You say the child has died."
Anga ane makure mangani.
How old was he?
12.
12.
Inga anga araramba.
How he had lived you? quite a while. Oh, you had no child, by the way. Yes. So God gave you because of what you did. You wanted the child to live forever.
Just at least at least
you got a child and others don't have. So you think because of the room that you built me with a bed that has got a broken leg and that lamp that was always smoking. And that room that you built on that wall. Now you are the one who missed the service all the time.
He never said that.
Anombodaro.
So the benefit of you believing.
A
prophet.
And
accept him in the name of a prophet. I want you to show how far it goes. That boy got up. She was reaping the benefits.
12 years later.
Not only that. If you go two chapters afterwards,
Elisha
says to her, the Lord has called for a drought.
In the land.
7 years. You go out for 7 years. Then come back. And she obeyed. The day she came. The same day, same time. The king had called Gehazi. To ask him about Elisha.
He
says, I hear that Elisha raised a dead baby boy to life.
Is that true?
And when Elisha was explaining the case. Here come the woman. And the son. Wanting their land back. And God made sure that they connect. No schemes. She did not design schemes. She did not buy land. She did not do anything. She believed that prophet. She was a friend of that prophet. She knew the blessing of being a friend of the prophet. It had worked for her. And it was still working for her. And God made sure that she reaped the benefits. Oh my, what a message we have, brother. These are the days of Elijah. And the widow woman.
Now
look at this one. And there's a woman. And there's a son also. And it came to pass when the king had inquired, he found it was true.
Now listen.
And then he says,
and then the king
she
says, why have you come here?
I'm crying for my land. I've been out in the diaspora for 7 years. And I've come back.
But
everything has been taken. Do you hear that? And the king
Mambo
appointed
Vaka Gaza
an officer
Mumwe Mutariri
to go with her
Kwenda nae
to restore everything concerning her.
Kuno zorera zese zemudzimai.
Now listen.
Cherry.
Is that Cherry? The Cherry, oh God bless you. Now listen.
Cherry.
But I have a blue.
Now catch this.
Okay, let's read that one. Let's read it. Brother, I was
very well, but he was adding.
You
know, preaching is very good, but sometimes, if you take long, you add on. If there's something of God, you must see it in the Word. We don't have to go and ask. And calling ourselves in our totems. How do you see this?
I had seen that
man is I just switched off. He's too talkative.
Chapter 8. 2 Kings chapter 8.
When it's 1 o'clock, I switch off.
The message of the hour.
Because the Yakanzi married the hour.
So what follows is no longer God. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's why you must not take everything that I say, but take what I say and check it with the word.
Everything, every time, make it like that. Take me back to the word. See what I'm saying lines up with the word. And see if it's not drawing you back to the Pentecost. Any message that comes must forward the people. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Evidence, the message, then what was wrong with Pentecost?
So if evidence that we are believers of the message is praying for the people and they are healed and people falling under the anointing. So why did we leave Pentecost? Because somebody has spoken in tongues. We saw that long back.
She will mature in the word. Until becoming a word bride. The works will be found in her. Works which will always attend the pure word and faith. She will mature in the word. One. Number two. The works will follow her. Works which always attend. Okay. They will hear him as the first church head Paul. She will mature in the word. Until becoming a word bride. The mighty works will be found in her. That are always attendant upon the pure word in faith.
It's different from the works of all.
These ones follow maturity.
Let's finish.
Chapter 8.
And
Elisha said unto the woman, whose son he had restored to life, says, arise, go thou in thy household, sojourn wherever thou can find sojourn. For the Lord has called for a famine. It also came upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose, did after the saying of the man of God. She believed that word. Eh? She went with her household, sojourned in the land of the Philistine 7 years. Verse 3 now. And it came to pass at this 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistine. And she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the men of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha has done.
God put blessed in the heart of the king.
Verse 5, and it came to pass as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman. And this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him, listen to this now. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers. I will restore, says the Lord. I will restore, says the Lord. Jehovah promised, Holy Ghost promise, I will restore, thus says the Lord. Oh, I will restore, thus says the Lord. Now I want you to look at this. Restore how many things? How many things? Friday we read about under Joshua's commission, how much was restored? All.
Friday, takanzwa shumiro ya Joshua, there's nothing that belongs to you that will not be restored.
Listen to this. And how much? All the fruits of the Kuvarini the day that she left the land, even until.
Is
that in the Bible?
Zino Bible.
My apples.
The mulberries.
My peaches.
The peaches.
Mango.
The mangoes.
My banana.
The bananas.
My uyu.
The baobab.
Mitiose yangari muyadiake.
All the trees that were in the orchard.
7 years ago.
Makorema no mwe afura.
Zibereko zose zvayakabereka.
All the fruits of that
for
orchard.
For 7 years.
Kwe makorema no mwe.
Zvinofanira kuti zvidzoke.
Must be restored. Must be restored.
Now, PowerPoint were a compliance officer.
Now, there was appointed a compliance officer.
Mupurisa ari kuenda kuti anoona kuti zvaitwa. Hapana mango ya shota.
Seeing that everything.
Hapana banana ra shota. Hapana muhabros wa shota. Zvine zita rako zvose. Zvine zvidzoke zvese.
Must be restored.
Unogeda chigumbura mwari akadaro. Anoziva nzimbe dzako dzose.
Don't you want the God like
ano
that?
Ano zamfarinya yako yose.
Who knows all your mfarinya? Your cassavas.
Mbambaira dzako dzese.
Who knows all your sweet potatoes?
Zvikanzi mpurisa. Ena namaya.
And the policeman was telling with the woman.
Nyayo ndekuti
the issue is
vakatenda mprofita.
She believed the prophet.
Vakatenda zvakataura nemuprofita.
And believe what the prophet said.
Mbosiyai zvamuri kuita zvanzadzi. Zvinokupai mari, zvinokuitsai sei. But ndikuona ramangwana kuti pane dzara. Stopekai achiri nhasi. Mofamba moenda kwamaenda. Kwese kwamaenda. Covenant yacho haikusiyei.
The covenant do not leave you.
Wherever you go, covenant yacho haikusiyei. Ndobva vaenda. 7 years ichipera vari kudzoka. Vachingodzoka Mwari bvaronga appointment namambo.
God made an appointment with the king.
Kana vaitora 3 weeks kuona mambo kana 10 years kuona mambo yavo yakabva yanzi ipapo pee.
It took 3 weeks or 10 years to see the king. The woman man managed to see the king immediately.
Straight. Mwari akagadzira iyoyo. Akabva vasvitsa ipapo chaipo chaipo. Chikanzi ava ndovatanga takamirira vachava. Ndovane key yachava. Ndochapfumu chacho ichi. Chekuti mwari anochengetedza sei. Mwari anopa sei kana waita shamwari yako muprofiti.
You are a friend of a prophet.
So I'm showing
you the evidence.
What is the prophet's reward? The prophet's reward is to be a friend of the prophet. Just like the Shunammite woman. It might come in handy someday. It did for her. And it's going to do for you.
God will bless you.
12 years. Mwana mpenyu.
The child.
Zvikanzi ndofunga zvapera kanzi hazvina kupera. Mwana akanoti amuke futi.
The child.
Ndobva amuka. I don't know how many years they lived.
And
vaenda another 7 years.
Until they went 7 years.
Vaenda 7 years vakadzoka.
After 7 years they
that
came back.
That benefit was still there.
Maropafadzo ehushamari nemuprofita anga
achiri. Apere.
You want.
Hazviti.
No,
ngatibe shamwari dzemuprofita.
Let's be friends.
Shamwari yeshoko ramwari.
Let's be friends with the word.
That's for the spoken word.
Let's enjoy the spoken word.
Ida shamwari ne spoken word.
Be a friend of the spoken word.
Uzapikisa spoken word.
Don't argue with the spoken word.
We used to sing my Bible.
Same way about the Bible rangu.
My Bible.
Bible rangu.
Apa takimba my spoken word.
Yes, not talking about spoken word.
Ini ne spoken word haundi bvisepo.
Now you cannot.
I am tied to that absolute.
Ndakasungirwa kune medzi yakakwana.
Take everything away from me. But don't take the spoken word from me.
Spoken word.
Saka ndinzwisise.
So understand.
Tikubvunzawo kuti kwapa pa spoken word.
So understand me when I ask you, what about the spoken word?
Atista kuita here zvisirimo.
Are we not doing what is outside?
Because Trishamwari has spoken.
Because we are friends with the spoken
word. Rapturing faith lays in the
message.
This way. So there are some who say, hey, get away with your courts. They refused Moses' message. Who refused
Moses? Because of two witnesses.
They were stoned.
Because of how much sort of punishment you won't remember Shokurangu.
So unozoana mbairo nekutongwa kwakati kwakaoma kana uchiramba shoko ra Mwari.
This is not a man's message.
Iyi haisi mari dzemunhu.
This came from direct from the throne.
Zvakabva kubva pachigaro chaMwari.
He says it's not my message. It's his message.
Mari dzemwari.
Believe it.
Itendei.
You prosper.
Munobudirira.
Hear, O Judah.
Inzwai mi Judah.
You inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. You be established. Believe his prophet. You prosper. We love you this afternoon. God bless you.
Maraguru bafaze maskatan.
God bless you.